Colorado was the first state to allow recreational marijuana sales. And more than 3 years later, there is still a lot of misunderstanding about marijuana money. Amanda Gagnon is 29 and works as a waitress in Denver. During the legislative session, we asked residents if they would back a proposed sales tax increase for roads and infrastructure. Here's what she said.
I feel like they've gotten so much money from all the, you know, new income that they're getting from all of the marijuana. I don't know what they need more money for.
Taxes from marijuana brought in just over $100 million last year. And to be clear, it does not go to fix roads. It's largely spent in areas explicitly approved by voters, such as schools, social programs, law enforcement, and public health outreach. Democratic Representative Jonathan Singer of Longmont helped write the marijuana tax code.
If you're trying to solve a $9 billion issue with your roads, a $1 billion issue with our K-12 system, marijuana can't do that by itself. And that's probably one of the most dangerous parts of what the marijuana tax actually did, is it gave people the sense that they could get all the services that they needed without actually having to maybe sacrifice a little bit more of their own hard-earned dollars.
But Singer adds that it's still a remarkable opportunity.
To pay for things that we have never had the opportunity to do. Whether it's drug and alcohol treatment programs, whether it's housing programs, they don't need billions of dollars. They can actually make things work with millions of dollars.
But what about extra money that doesn't have a specific allocation? This year, lawmakers debated a proposal from Governor John Hickenlooper to use $15 million in pot tax dollars to help the chronically homeless. Even though that money stayed in the budget, many Republicans, including Senate President Kevin Grantham of Canyon City, opposed it.
I'm not sure what the nexus is exactly between homelessness and the approved rationale for spending this money. I think there's a stretch, bottom line.
But it does make sense for Kathy Alderman.
This is the 100 units that are going up here.
Alderman is with the Colorado Coalition for the Homeless. Her group hopes to apply for a grant using marijuana money to house people who need a transitional place to live after leaving the hospital.
They basically get discharged back into homelessness without the ability to care for their health care issue. A lot of people are entering homelessness because of rising rents. In Colorado, that's due to a real affordable housing crisis. So I think a use of the marijuana tax funds for housing is actually really logical.
Under Amendment 64, the first $40 million collected annually by the excise tax is directed to public school construction. But with sales continuing to go up each year, more of the additional money collected from other pot taxes is helping the state plug funding gaps. Christian Cederberg is an attorney who focuses on marijuana policy.
It's when you get really far afield that I think people are going to question it. But at the same time, I would say the most important takeaway for me this year, the legislative session, was we were a central part of the budget discussion. Instead of sort of being this, there's the marijuana money.
In the final budget negotiations, Cederberg says everything becomes a hard decision, and marijuana taxes can continue to play a critical role. And while Senate President Kevin Grantham voted to increase the special sales tax to help rural hospitals, he doesn't want the state to rely too heavily on a volatile funding source.
We increased the special sales tax up to 15%. How is that going to affect sales? Are we going to price ourselves out of the market, or are we creating more of a gray market and black market situation here in Colorado, and we won't see any taxes from that? We have a lot of unknowns ahead of us, and we, as always, have to continue to tread carefully.
And with more states like California, Massachusetts, and Nevada legalizing recreational marijuana, those connected to the industry say Colorado will need to be innovative to keep the market growing and attractive as pot shops become more mainstream. I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.